There's only one. I'm getting ready is the name of the song, and that's really, you know, how Leanna responds to me every time I say, we're supposed to go right now.
Getting ready.
I told you 30 minutes ago I'd be ready in 5 minutes.
You have actually grown so much in that area.
I have.
I know it's not Study Your Spouse Thursday. By the way, tomorrow, mm-hmm. Study Your Spouse Thursday. We have two great questions for you. Ray Haynes is in talking about Rosh Hashanah 2017, which begins at sundown tonight.
Now, it's not this break, but overflow is probably one of the bigger concepts as part of this year, too, since we just had Tasha Cobb singing for us. I would have timed that song better if I knew that. So, change is the biggest word. Change. So, when you hear the word change, how do you feel? Does that usually make you feel good or bad?
Uncomfortable.
Okay, for your one on the uncomfortable, what about you?
For me, I'm okay with it because I can look back on all the times God has used change in my life.
I agree.
And they have all been really good. So right now in this particular season, especially when you came in to teach on the season of Elul,
mm-hmm.
and you spoke of change, that was the very week that a change was happening in our life.
Gotcha.
And it was a good thing. So I'm excited.
So it helps if you've had good change experiences. Most mm-hmm. people...
I've had bad change.
Yeah, well, I think people, because they're...
I've had exact change.
I've had spare change.
I've had loose change.
Oh, I have to go change.
So for some people...
That went downhill quickly.
Even the word change brings... I mean, you can see just... it's a comedy bit right there, but it just shows how many different uses of the word change there is. But that's pretty much how emotional level there are on the word, on the concept of change, too. Is it good? Is it bad? So... If in the past you've lost someone or someone dear or something and it brought an unwanted change in your life, when you hear the thought of change, you're thinking, So obviously all change is not good change. Much change takes perspective, as David was saying, that comes from time to recognize it is good. And you go, oh, yeah. Like, the thing that probably brought more good in my life during the changing period, horrible. Absolutely horrible. But I look back on it and go, wow, mm-hmm. thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
So, as an example, at Hurricane Irma, 6 million people in Florida lost their power. So, for the first time, teens in Florida had to live without a cell phone. Had to live without Facebook.
What?
Just was like, couldn't text. What? How in the world? So sometimes change brings such a radical thing into your life, but God still has lots of ways that he could use it for good. And so the first thing I would say is, when you hear the concept of change, although very few people like change, they go with the concept, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very popular idiom, or I can't even think what the word for that was, but change for the sake of change is not always good. There has been, like, my old boss was the opposite of that. He would have gone with Whitney Johnson. He came up with the stuff called disrupt ourselves. It was disruptive innovation. When we decide to make a change in our lives, we have to first undo and unlearn specific patterns. So they call that breaking it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it ain't broke, break it. So even Picasso, who had some very unusual paintings, which might very possibly have been broken, he said this: every act of creation is first an action of destruction. So you have to ask yourself, why does God bring change? Number one, because if it was left up to you and me, mm-hmm. we wouldn't do it unless we could guarantee every aspect would be beneficial, especially for the short term. But the bigger issue that we have to come into our lives before I kind of unleash what God's going to do here, don't be afraid of change. We can be confident in God's perfect will for us, and it's why we pray as he taught us, right? Our Father in heaven, holy is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You really just have to get yourself back into a mindset of, am I really after my will mm-hmm. or God's will? And that's a real fight right there. But we know his heart. You could probably quote Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. That's huge. I drove out of here one of the days I'd been working on this, and for some reason I just got one of those melancholy moods going, gosh, should I be concerned? And just as quickly God said, really? Really? And that's what it was about. And he said, because I haven't proven faithful to you yet.
And then they forgot.
What do I got to do? Come on. And as I was driving along, I laughed and thought, yeah, it gets in your brain, though. It's like change. And so, number one, I just wanted you to get there. So, coming up next break, we're going to talk about a wall in the future and the significance of that. This number 8, we're going to take it back 10 years at least on this trip and just show you how God moves around that number.
Mm. It's Victory 91.5. It's Rosenstein. Ray Haynes teaching on Rosh Hashanah 2017, which begins tonight at sundown. Don't forget to take a picture of your smile and post it up on your favorite social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, hashtag smilefication. Smilefication. Yes. It's all part of the Quality Orthodontic Care Smilefication Swag Bag Contest. You could win an iPad.
I'm Kevin Herbert of